The plane started taxiing down the runway. Come on, damn it. We need more speed. You're not going fast enough. I started rocking in my seat as if I was trying to help the plane gain momentum. I have flown enough to know what the sensation of appropriate speed should feel like. When we got to V1, the point of no return, and the nose lifted, I was gritting my teeth. The plane lifted off the ground and began to slowly climb. As the plane was climbing, the plane began to roll to the left as if it was trying to make a hard left-hand turn. But the roll was too hard a left to be natural, and I knew at that moment that we were going down. An incredible calm came over me. I guess I got what I wished for. I stayed in present time from this point on. Everything happened in super slow motion, frame by eternal frame. The pilot tried to abort the flight by bringing the nose back down, but we were at a strange angle. The tail of the plane was much lower than the nose, and the plane was descending at about 2 o'clock to the runway. All of a sudden, the night sky outside my window lit up a beautiful bright orange. It was like the most incredible sunset I have ever seen. Something had evidently exploded. Little did I know that it was the left wing of the plane that had struck the weather tower. My former seat number 6A happened to be right there by the wing. The plane hit the ground with a violent impact, and for a short while we were on the wildest roller coaster ride you could ever imagine. I could hear the sound of grinding, ripping, tearing metal underneath me. I looked out the window and watched the terrain fly by. I was totally calm, totally in present time.